Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. So my guess is you're ready to finally become a listing agent. Well, we have great news for you. Podcast today is going to be focused on how to generate free listing leads and how to generate those listing leads now. So what we're going to be doing is presenting to you four ways to generate listing leads now that cost you nothing. In other words, no referral fees. And we're even going to make it. So generating listing leads using this four-step process is going to require virtually, dare I say, almost no skill, okay? You're going to be able to do this with, you know, whether you're a new agent, whether you're a seasoned veteran agent, every single one of you are going to be able to generate an endless number of listing leads for free with no referral fees, and you don't have to be some sort of, you know, Jedi-level expert at, you know, generating leads through cold calling or through calling FSBOs or expireds. Have your attention, don't I?
That's right. So in today's dynamic real estate landscape, success hinges on adapting to transitioning markets as you find yourself in and new practices, deciphering complex pricing structures, effectively managing heightened competition. And at the core of this challenge lies the imperative to prioritize listings. That's the cornerstone of longevity in the industry. So let's explore how to leverage your network and strategize to ensure you always have listings. The old saying, you have to list to last, really is true, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to add a couple of things here that aren't in your notes, Julie, but it's really important. This is kind of like real estate 101, but sometimes people never learn this. There's a difference between a have to and a want to. And now let me give you an example. There's no such thing as a buyer that ever has to buy. So you wonder why listings create the leverage. And so when you have listings, you have leverage, whereas if you're working with buyers, you are the buyer's leverage, especially now with these new commission sharing lawsuit changes, right? So when you have listings, you have leverage. You have the leverage of the real estate industry that the other agents that are out there trying to sell your listing for you. You follow? Now, what's the difference between the real difference between the powerful must understand difference between a buyer and a seller? There are no such things as buyers that have to buy. A buyer can always rent. A buyer can always stay renting. A buyer can always stay put. A buyer can always change their mind. They can always, you know, all kinds of different things. So when you actually are pressing for the types of business or the types of leads you want to be pursuing, if you had to choose between a buyer and a seller, I think all of you will understand that sellers are always going to be the, you know, essentially the highest pursuit for anybody that's serious about their real estate success. Why? Because sellers have to sell, or at least a good motivated seller has to sell. Because maybe they're getting relocated. Maybe because they have to sell the house because they need the money for a whole variety of reasons. Maybe they're getting, moving across country for, I just said relocated, or maybe they're buying new construction, or maybe they're selling the house because of the fact that they just inherited, they don't need the property anymore. The sellers, when you're actually talking with sellers, you ask them one of the pre-qualifying script questions that we give to you guys, it'll be like, do you absolutely positively have to sell this house, or do you want to sell this house? And they'll literally say, I have to sell this property. Whereas if you ask a buyer a similar question, the buyer's always going to say, well, I could just stay put, or I could wait for prices to fall, or I could wait for interest rates to fall, or the election to be over, or just whatever their answer is. So in life, in real estate, if you want to be successful long-term, focus all your best energies on sellers. Here, bottom line, if you had to choose right now between having 10 great buyers or 10 great listings, there's not a single one of you, thousands of you will listen to this podcast, that would choose buyers over sellers. You wouldn't, would you? Why? Because if you had your 10 sellers, 10 great sellers, price, condition, location, everything's ideal, you know as well as I do, all 10 of those are going to sell, probably sell within, you know, less than 60 days, maybe 90 days in some markets. And you get your nights and weekends back. Because when you're working with buyers, again, when you're working with buyers, you're their leverage. You're working when they're not working. So they're not working during nights and weekends. They're going to, you know, you're going to go out and spend a whole bunch of nights and weekends with them, missing all of your family time and what have you. And then they're going to change their mind, decide that they're just going to wait until next year to buy a house. You guys get it? With a seller, when the seller says, I absolutely positively have to sell, maybe they're selling because they're going into an assisted care living facility. Or maybe they're selling because they need the money for legal reasons. It doesn't matter. You guys get it? A huge difference that once you understand that, you will always, always be addicted to become a listing agent.
And don't forget, unlike buyers, sellers don't actually have to qualify to sell.
Yeah.
You know, you might have what you think are great buyers, but how many of them are just going to opt out because they find out what the payment's going to be? Or maybe they find out they need a bigger down payment. There's lots of things that kick a buyer out of, you know, the ability to buy. But every seller who owns a home has the ability to sell.
And most sellers, by the way, are going to do at least, well, we know one transaction with you, right? They're going to sell the house. But many of them are going to do multiple transactions. They're going to sell the house and they're going to buy a house from you. Well, you probably are going to sell that listing yourself. Well, you're probably going to get that listing, the neighbor's listing down the way when it expires or when they decide to put it for sale in 90 days. You guys get the point? When you're dealing with sellers, there's an endless amount of added benefit. Really, ultimately, you get your leverage back. You get your time back. You are actually running a real business when you have 10 listings because you know those are going to be at least 10 future paychecks.
Well, that's right, because buyers are physical labor, quite literally in some cases, heavy lifting, and sellers are mental labor.
Julie, the commission sharing lawsuits, by the way, have nothing to do with the commissions that a seller will pay you.
Nothing.
Right? Nothing.
So, there's that. Yeah. Okay. Remember that listings create more business. Buyers do not. A great listing can and should generate several new buyer clients and at least one new additional listing in the same or nearby neighborhood. This is why listings will always be your most valuable asset. And replacing them quickly as they sell is a skill of utmost importance. Hopefully we've convinced you of that by this point in the podcast.
By the way, if you want our notes from today's podcast and all of our previous, most recent podcasts, you've got to subscribe to our newsletter by going to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com. That is where all of our long-form notes now live because iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and YouTube won't allow us to put all of our notes there in the normal section where we used to put them in the channel or the video notes section. So now you have to go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com, or just scroll down below and there is a link to join. If you're over listening to us on Instagram, just click and the links are above. It's all there. Subscribe to harrisrealestatedaily.com. If you have subscribed and you're not getting the newsletter, it's because it requires that you double opt in. So please do search maybe it's arrived in your spam folder or whatever, and then just use the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, and you will find the Harris Real Estate Daily double opt-in form. Click that and you're off to the races. We are going to be including all of our show notes as well as a lot of other exclusive information and content made just for the newsletter. So definitely subscribe. Oh, by the way, it's free to harrisrealestatedaily.com.
All right, so how can you generate more listings consistently without paying for them? Number one, harnessing the power of your existing network. Your most valuable listings often stem from your existing network of past clients and friends. Those are known as your center of influence. Their trust and familiarity with you can lead to fruitful transactions and referrals. Cultivating these relationships is paramount for your sustained success. So here are some questions. How often do you speak to the people in your database, voice to voice or in person? What is your regular communication system? Do you prefer pop-bys, calls, lunches, or coffee dates? Maybe all of the above.
Now, it's important to interject here, Julie. If they do have a database, well, first of all, if they don't have a database, form a database.
Yes.
And we do a lot of coaching on that in Premier Coaching, which, you know, platform to use and whatever. But really, I'll give you a secret. The simpler the platform and the CRM, the better off you're going to be. Julie and I are not huge advocates of some of these very complicated drip email campaigns and, you know, SMS campaigns and video campaigns. If you're going to do the passive stuff with regards to your centers of influence and past client follow-up, you got to do the proactive as well, which means if you want to start calling them at least once a month, everybody in your database needs a call from you at least once a month. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. But remember, you can't just expect that you're going to get any kind of benefit from dropping somebody into your CRM, because guess what? That same person is in probably 10 other agent CRMs as well. Well, they know an agent from the gym. They know an agent from a church. They know, the person that cuts their hair. You guys get it? So you got to call. That's going to be the differentiator in this new world.
That's right. If you're doing some of those drip systems, we know why you do it. It's because it's set it and forget it and then hope for the best.
Well, you set it, forget it, and they forget you.
Exactly. Thank you. You just read my mind. All right. So what is your regular communication system? Pop buys, calls, lunches, coffee dates. Those are all in person, voice to voice, face to face. Are you overly reliant on automated drip systems? Well, if so, what kind of results are you getting? So for example, you started to talk about this, the actual communication. Let's take, for example, if you have 200 people in your database, and by the way, every single person listening, once you really, especially if you're a coaching client, because we have a guide of how to do this, once you drill down, you have at least 200 people probably sitting there in your smartphone database.
Even if you're a new agent, you do.
You know 200 people.
You know easily 200 people. Between the people you, I mean, again, we have a lot of coaching and training on this and Premier Coaching, how to put your list together. But every single one of you, no, when Julie and I got into the business when we were early 20s and we didn't know anybody from our peer group, obviously, that was buying and selling real estate, but we could come up with a list of, I think, 200 people quite easily. Yeah. You know, so can you. So don't think that that's a huge insurmountable number. It's not.
Well, in Premier Coaching, there's something called your Center of Influence Generator. And I think it's 60 or 80 questions. And it goes through and says, okay, who's your hairdresser? Who's your pharmacist? Who's the person you see at the bank all the time? You write down their names, you get their contact information, and soon you'll have at least 200 people.
But that's even seasoned veteran agents. Those are the people, like, for example, you're thinking what agents will do, generally speaking, is they're only going to past client market to their actual past clients.
Right.
They're not going to think that they should also be marketing to their centers of influence. So they're not going to spend any time building their centers of influence. Again, the people that know you and see you every day, like when Julie and I lived in New Albany, Ohio, we used to go to Starbucks every day, most every day. And then the gal that ran the Starbucks was a gal named Tristan. She knew we were in real estate. She would actually help us get conversations started. There was a long line of, you know, people getting coffee every morning, and she'd yell out, "Hey, Tim and Julie, how's the real estate market?" You know, and that was essentially, she became a center of influence that helped us add more people to our center of influence standing in line every day. You know, people you know at Orange Theory or whatever gym you're going to. Make sure you're adding from those sort of social centers of influences and not just being overly reliant on the people that have done deals with you. Because again, you're often going to find it's more plentiful if you're consciously building your center of influence and past client list every single day from all the people that you see every single day. There are hundreds of people that might not immediately know your name, but they know your face because they see you frequently.
That's right. And you've just defeated some of their objection that was in their head floating around, which is maybe I've only done 12 transactions. That means I've only got 12 people in my database.
Or I've done none.
Or none. Well, think out of the box. There's more people that know you even if they have yet to transact with you. So let's just say that you've got 200 people in your database and you have 5 conversations every workday. That is voice to voice. That is not texting. That's not shooting a newsletter to them. 5 actual conversations every workday for 2 months. If you do that, when you do that, you'll have spoken to 100% of your past clients and centers of influence, people in your database. What would your business look like if you got serious about those contacts? By nurturing these connections, you can expect a significant portion, at least 10% more, most of our coaching clients is more like 40-50% of your network to either conduct business with you yearly or refer others to you to your services again annually.
You guys have heard these percents before, but the problem is that you're not getting those results because you're doing stuff that's passive to communicate with them. You will get those results if you call them. Now, if you want to do the passive stuff too, the postcards and the mailers and the this is and the other things, do those as well, but don't do those to replace the actual calling. Some of you have built these huge CRMs with all these people in them, you know, that you call your centers of influence and past clients, but you've never called them. Why haven't you called them? Because you're too busy? Well, I'll give you a challenge. A lot of those CRMs will actually track, right, for you. When the people that opened an email, the people that watched a video, the people that, you know, right, the people that are interacting with your passive digital communication, call those people, make contact with those people. And then also while you're in that database, while you're in that fancy, you know, follow-up CRM thing that you're paying for, see how many people have completely ghosted you. You send stuff to them all the time, but they're not even paying attention to you. Those are your secondary people you should call. Call first, reconnect with the people by direct communication, the people that are actually engaging with you passively, and then maybe spend time on the people that aren't engaging with you at all passively. You guys get it? So make the call to really shore up that relationship, because in a world where everyone's trained to do things only passively and digitally, you making the calls and actually having a voice-to-voice contact, even better face-to-face contact, is going to give you the advantage you want in the marketplace.
100%, assuming you do it. So let's just use on a low bar that 10% and 200 people in your database. That will translate, when you talk to them, to a substantial growth potential for your business. Look at the numbers. 10% of a 200-person database equals 20 transactions. 20 deals times the average net commission, about 10 grand, is $200,000 just from doing this and taking it seriously. That's what it's costing you if you don't get serious about consistently contacting people in your database. So for those of you who maybe want to supplement, not 100% on the phone, I have a challenge for you, which is point number three. We call this the 3x4 challenge in coaching. Embrace the 3x4 challenge to expand your network systematically. Dedicate yourself to 3 weekly meetups for 4 weeks in a row, leveraging platforms like meetup.com and local Facebook groups to explore your interests, to connect or reconnect with familiar activities and people. Prioritize your authenticity, allowing genuine connections to evolve organically into real estate discussions. A sample weekly schedule could look something like this. Maybe you go to Orange Theory or CrossFit 2 times a week, 1 coffee with a past client, a book club meeting, and or a pickleball game.
The point of what Julie's trying to expose you to is be yourself doing what you already like to do around other people who are also doing, you know, the same thing you like to do. So you're taking yourself, you know, you like to, you know, pickleball, let's say. And now you're going to be playing pickleball and you're going to be committing to playing pickleball 3 days of the week. You guys like us so far, right? I mean, you're loving the idea of us asking you to do what you already like to do.
Yeah.
But the key to make it work is you always want to be playing with different people so you can get to know different people. And the same goes with like Orange Theory or going to the gym. Let's say you're committing to go 7 days of the week. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll go at 9 a.m. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you're going to go at whatever time. But choose a different time so you can get to know different groups of people. But you got to go consistently. So if you're going to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m., go Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. every single time. Because what you'll see is there might be 30 people there, 15 of which show up every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You're going to get to know those people faster than anything because they recognize you. You recognize them. You're going to become friends with them. You guys get it? This is how you build up these social centers of influence and past clients. But the most important thing is, remember we said low skill, none of these things are going to require a lot of skill, because the more people get to know you and they're becoming familiar with you, they already have something in common with you, you like to play pickleball, the easier it's going to be for you to have real estate conversations with them, the easier it's going to be for them to want to send you referrals and trust you because they know you. They basically are friends with you at this point. You guys get it? This is one of the core ways that the biggest producing agents on planet Earth have always been and always will be the biggest producing agents, because they've taken an organized approach to, frankly, doing what they already like to do.
Now, very well said, but none of this counts if you don't actually use the most simple script in the world, the Ford script, which isn't even really a script. It's a memory jogger. It is a conversation outline where you talk about family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. So I envision, you know, somebody listening to our podcast and them going home to their spouse or partner and saying, all right, I heard this great podcast. They said, I'm going to get all this business if I just go to pickleball 4 times a week. Or, you know, I love golfing. They said, do more of what you like to do. I'm going to golf 5 days a week, and I'm going to do at least 2 deals a month as a result. Now, that all sounds great, but it won't work if you're not actually talking about real estate, which again is something we teach you very specifically in Premier Coaching. But we also have had podcasts talking about the Ford script. You talk about their family. I run into you at the gym. Tim, are you from here? Are you new here? Or did you grow up here? And you talk about your family. They're going to ask me a reciprocal question. Well, I moved here from Texas. Then you talk about occupation. What is it that you do? What is it that I do? I'm in real estate. Now you've just opened the door to have a real conversation about real estate. If you're not doing that and you're just doing the fun part, then you're not doing the work of real estate.
Right. So you have to integrate over time conversations of real estate. But here's what will happen. Remember I described when Julie and I'd walk into Starbucks and Tristan would say, hey, Tim and Julie, how's the housing market? The same thing will happen when you walk into, you know, let's say that Orange Theory, you know, class. You're going to have people that are going to ask you about real estate. You'll have people that start realizing that you're the go-to real estate person in that particular class, and they'll start, you know, bringing you leads.
Yes.
My neighbor's putting my house for sale. This is really how it works. Now, remember, this is just an overview of what we teach you in Premier Coaching. Premier, and by the way, this is just a tiny amount of what we teach you in Premier Coaching. All of you should be taking the next natural step in your real estate careers, especially because of this market, and joining Premier Coaching. Go to premiercoaching.com, premiercoaching.com, or just click the link below in the show description for today, and you can join Premier Coaching directly that way. Joining Premier Coaching right now costs you absolutely nothing. You have immediate 30-day access to all first level in Premier Coaching, including a daily semi-private coaching call with one of our Harris certified coaches. So please click the link now below, or just go to premiercoaching.com. Again, it's premiercoaching.com. You love our scripts. You love this podcast. It's consistently one of the top, I think today it was 11 podcasts on iTunes in our section. That's really quite extraordinary considering there's 5 million podcasts in the world. So thank you for keeping this podcast the number one podcast. You love the podcast. Imagine how much you're going to love the coaching program. So just go to premiercoaching.com, premiercoaching.com, or click a link below in the show description. You can join right now for free. Julie, point number four.
Point number four, again, getting more listings, because listings generate more business, out of your database, your past clients, your center of influence, your professional center of influence. We also have to make that list bigger. So point number four is strategic expansion of your sphere. So if 200 people in your database equal 20 transactions using the 10% rule, then 300 people will create 30 and so on. So how do you expand your sphere strategically? There are three ways.
But we really should drill down on this. So statistically, what Julie's saying is correct. But the problem is you guys are saying, well, I've got 200 people, but I'm not getting 20 deals out of it per year. I'm barely getting two. It's because you're not calling them.
Right.
It's because you're not actually face-to-facing with them. It's because you bought in the idea that you can essentially just, you know, drop off forget-me-not seeds in April and pumpkin pies in November. And, you know, even this next idea that Julie's about to share with you, or the point number five she's going to share with you, that alone is not going to replace the calls and the direct contacts.
Yes, the database existing and you sort of dabbling in it now and then by itself will not get you the results you're looking for.
So don't be pissed if you don't get the results that we're, you know, explaining statistically you should be experiencing if you're not willing to do the real work of real estate.
Which, by the way, is pretty easy in the scale of things, what we're talking about today.
Right? Oh, yeah. You're calling people that you know you already have a relationship with, that you hopefully know, love, and trust, and they know, love, and trust you, who are going to want to hear from you. And it does count contact-wise if you're talking to people IRL, as Zoe would say,
right.
You know, while you're over playing pickleball, if you are talking with someone about real estate and your real estate treasure map, which is your business plan, requires that you have, you know, 5 or 7 direct contacts a day, and you're talking to somebody while you're, even at the kids' soccer game that you go to every Saturday and at the same time, and you guys get it? And you're talking to different people and it's conversations about real estate. That counts.
Only if you do it. Yes. Okay. So three ways to expand your sphere, your database. A, we've talked a lot about just recently here, and that is pursue activities you genuinely enjoy, like hobbies, sports, fitness classes, that naturally connect you with like-minded individuals. That's number one, because we know you're most likely to actually do it.
Charities really are a big honey hole for that, too.
Yep. Yes. Okay, so the second one is B, engage in business networking opportunities, including groups like BNI, Chamber of Commerce meetings, Toastmasters, because that forces you to speak in front of a crowd, that fosters relationships with professionals across various industries. And you just mentioned C, participate in charitable events and community initiatives, supporting causes that resonate with you and align with interests of your network. For example, maybe somebody in your database has something that really excites them, a charity that they do a lot of work for. Go and support them. You can attend or contribute to events organized by people, again, in your database, demonstrating your commitment to community involvement. And when you do any of these things, of course, you're going to post them on your social media, and it's going to create more conversation.
So, Julie, between A and between B, right? Agents, if you had, it's not easy to get an agent involved, for the most part, in a professional business networking.
It is easy.
It is easy to get an agent involved in their hobbies.
That's why it's first.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're not stupid.
So don't overthink this. Like, yeah. Like if I were to give you a list of the, like, I remember when we started coaching Rob Johnson in Greenwich, Connecticut, he never will do any actual direct over the phone, prospecting to people he doesn't already know, but he will call his centers of influence and past clients, but he will essentially do the social things he was already doing, and he will bring up real estate or though at this point bring up real estate with him. And he builds, he has built himself a spectacular business where he earns millions and millions of dollars per year.
Yeah. And you make a good point because it's specific to you, the individual, and what you're interested in, but also locally, right? So we have clients in Laguna Beach. So for them, it makes sense to do the farmer's market and to do the beach cleanup. That's a very Laguna kind of thing. I have a coaching client, Jenny Wells in Hilton Head. She belongs to the yacht club. That is a Hilton Head very specific thing that makes sense for her to be more embedded in that community. So think about that and know what's going on and make yourself that hyper local person. It'll help you know your market better anyway. All right, so the bonus point number five, client appreciation events. Now, we're not going to go too deep into this because we have a podcast series about this. We have a big section in Premier Coaching, which is a comprehensive 12-month system for planning large-scale as well as intimate gatherings for client appreciation events.
And by the way, you don't have to do these just around the holidays. Actually, doing it around the holidays is the hardest time of year because everybody's being invited to all kinds of different things. So almost always it's better to do it. Like if you're already attached to, for example, a Julie's calling it client appreciation events, but you could just call it, you know, a party at Bob's house.
Or meet up, whatever.
Exactly. And all the, well, you don't have to even formalize it, right?
Yeah.
Have a party at Bob's house and all the people that play pickleball can come over after the pickleball tournament, which is on Saturday, and have, you know, that kind of thing. Those types of things matter. And you do those on a regularly scheduled basis, you're going to build more goodwill and more friendship and more center of influence than you can possibly imagine because people are essentially associating you with being a good person who likes doing what they like to do. Oh, by the way, you also are in the real estate business. And oh, they just realized they're getting transferred and they need to sell their house.
And they happen to know you through pickleball.
Oh, what other little bonus here? None of this business costs you anything.
Yay, I mean, go you.
It, you know, right. We're asking you to do more of what you like to do when you like to do it. You know, y'all like that. Yeah. And none of these things cost have any referral fees associated.
Now, I have a challenge for our listeners who are saying, okay, it sounds like I can do all that, but they're going to go through and they're going to maybe cherry pick a few things. They're going to go, well, I do need to communicate with them more, but I'm going to do it my way and I'm going to do it when I feel like it. Okay. Some of you, sadly, in the next 30 days or less, are going to drive through your community. And you're going to see some other agent sign in one of your past client or best friend's front yards. And you're going to act like you're all pissed about that. And it was your listing and you should have had that. And then you're going to think back to this podcast and you're going to say, you know what? I should have taken action faster. I shouldn't have just been dripping on them because apparently the person they listed with was tighter with them. Because I guarantee you, almost without a shadow of a doubt, that agent that you're now mad at because they got your listing probably didn't door knock to get that listing. Probably that was not a for sale by owner that they called. It's probably because they know them from golf and they talk about real estate. Or maybe they call them regularly like you're supposed to be doing. Perhaps they took them to coffee last week. So don't get mad if that happens. Here's what you do instead. You kick yourself once and you say, I'm not going to kick myself twice. Instead, I'm going to join Premier Coaching so that I can have coaches who are teaching me how to do this more comfortably.
And that's a very simple next step for all of you. Just go to premiercoaching.com, premiercoaching.com. The link is below in today's show description. Like I said, just go to premiercoaching.com. Listen, we just gave you a bunch of information that should hopefully give all of you a real boost of confidence because nothing we asked you to do is a complicated script. Nothing
or cost money.
Or cost money. All of you can do all of these things urgently. And the best news is you, and when you listen to the interviews that I'm doing right now, that's only going to be available to our newsletter subscribers, HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. This is where you subscribe. You're going to hear that the most profitable agents who've been in the business the longest get most of their business, by most, I mean like 75-85%, from centers of influence and past clients. And the reason they get it from those sources isn't because they're doing some fancy digital drip campaign. It's because they call them on a regular basis. By the way, the calling and the direct contacting is even more important the higher end real estate you're selling, which is counterintuitive because many of you believe, well, they're too busy or they're too, you know, they're not going to want to hear from me and they're not going to want to get a call. The exact opposite is true. You can actually, you know, work some, if you have like, for example, a direct mail campaign and you're selling lower end real estate and you're mailing them something every month, but you call them like every 90 days, You might get a decent result out of that, but if you're doing all the passive stuff for your upper end clients, whatever that is in your marketplace, and that's all you're doing, you're never going to get any business from those folks because they demand a higher touch level of service, because that's basically what you experience when you're an upper end consumer. You know, that's what makes something upper end is the high touch aspect. Mm-hmm. So hopefully all this makes sense. You guys, thank you for keeping this number one listened to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.